Gazlin did the Vrayim. If a person's only Yosim Midrabbonin, he's a Gazlin Midrabbonin. Like he plays cards, Rashi says he's a gambler. He's kosher for Eid Isha. Then he's kosher for Eid Isha. But Gazlin the Divrei Torah, but if somebody's mom is over in Issa Gezel Midiraisa, possibly Eid Isha. So you see, if you're a real Russia, you're possibly Eid Isha. So here, you're a genuine Russia. If you kill the husband, you're a Russia. So how could you be an Eid Echad, and the Isha is allowed to get married because of you? So the Moritz says, Lechura, Neymar Rav Menashe, the Yom Rav Yehuda. Lechura, Rav Menashe goes like Rav Yehuda Shita. That says, by Gazan, not Nemun. So the Zoy, Lechura, that's like Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says in the Mishnah that when you say you killed him, you're not Nemun. So Rav Menashe that says that a Gazan is not Nemun goes like Rav Yehuda Shita. But in the Chanam, the Tanakam of our Mishnah, August on Rav Menashe. Moritz says no. Omelach Rav Menashe, no the Yam Rafin Rabbanin. I go even according to Rabbanin Shita. Even though usually a Rosha, a Gazlan is not Nemut to say Edis Isha, so how come over here an Ed is Nemut to say that he killed the husband? The Teretz says, but time with the Rabbanin Hochel could Rava. The Teretz says we hold like Rav Shita, that we say Palginan di Burei. What's Rav Shita the Yam Rav? Rav says like this in Sanhedrin. Adam Karav Eitalatzma, a person is a Karav to himself. V'yeinoda meisem atzma rosha, and you're not nemen on yourself. So that's a svara from Pagina Viburei. Over there, the case is when you say that that person had mishkav zocher with you, what you're saying that he did it to you, we don't believe you. If you're saying that he did it to you willingly, so then you're a rosha, what's nageya to you, we can't believe you. You can't say rishus upon yourself, because you're a korov to yourself. So that part we don't believe. We say Pagina Viburei. We only believe you that person had Mishkav Zocher. But after you said he did it with you, that part of the Eid is we don't believe you. See here also, you're saying that you killed the husband. It's like two separate Eidus. One Eidus is that man is dead, and secondly, who killed him? You killed him. So that's that you tell us that you killed him, we don't believe you. That you called Adam Karav Eitzalatzmai, since you're Karav to yourself, you have no power to say this about yourself when you're saying you did Rishus. So we can't believe you that you're the murderer. That we don't believe you on. But that you're saying he's dead, we say Pagina de Burei, and we believe you that he's dead. That's Rava's halacha. So according to Rava, it's good our Mishnah also. We say Pagina de Burei. What's Nageya to that person that he's dead, we believe him that he's dead. But that you did it, we don't believe you. Rav Kinega here talks about, Rav Kinega learned it's not really Pagina de Burein, we're not really splitting the deeper in half, but it's Pagina Nemonis it's called. We believe half of what you're saying. Like Lechura, he's right. Like Lechura, when you say Pliny, that person had Mishkav Zocher with you, there is two different Diburim. That person had Mishkav Zocher and with you. So we believe you that person had, but not with you. But Lechura, here it's one Dibur. Here all you're saying is that you killed him. So how can you divide it in half? So if Kinega learns it's not really Pagina de Burei, but it's Pagina de Monis. With that you say, we believe you halfway. There's in one word you said like two things. You said you killed him means you and him. So we believe you that he's dead, but not that you did it. Kitsanas Pshan now with Tanakama. So Hura, Leima Rab Yosef, the Yomuk Rab Yehuda. So the Zohar Rab Yosef over there in Sanhedrin, that does not say Pagina de Burei. He argues on Rava. So the Chura, he has told like Rabbi Yehuda now Mishnah, that you don't believe him. So Malach Rabbi Yosef says, no, I know the Yarm Rafil Rabbonin. I go even according to Rabbonin. And I'll tell you, Vishani Yedis Isha Diakilu Ba Rabbonin. Rabbi Menashe Diyamak Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef that says you don't say Pagin in the Burai. So by Plenty Rabbanu Ritzoyni, we don't believe you over there. But he says in our Mishnah though, we do believe him, even though you're saying you killed the husband. Because by Edus, the Rabbi Edus Isha, the Rabbanim will make us to believe a Rosha. I, Rav Menashe says, we don't believe a Rosha. Rav Menashe is going according to Rav Yehuda Shita and Echanami. But Rav Yosef could go even according to the Rabbanim. And the story is, even though you don't say Pagina de Burei, but by Edus Isha, just to tell an Isha that her husband is dead, since there's a story that she checks it out anyway herself, therefore you could believe a Rosha also. But then the Mishnah says, Horaktiv, Horagnu, Tinosei. So Reb Yehuda says a svara, it depends on what he's saying. If the Yid is saying that he killed the husband, we don't believe him. But if he says we killed the husband, then we do believe him. What's the difference? Maishna haraktiv, or maishna haraknu. If you're saying we killed him, so you're saying somebody else did it also. But you're still saying you're a Russia. So how come you're allowed to say we killed him? Amar Rav Yehuda, the Yoyma, what he meant to say is, Ani ha yisiyim hargav. When we doesn't mean I. It means I was there when somebody else killed him. So then you're Neman. Like you're Neman to say, you saw the way somebody else killed your husband. So you're not a Russia, therefore you're Neman. But Shekin, when you say you killed him, you're not Neman. For the Gemara of Tanya would learn like this. Amar Lan Rav Yehuda, Maisa once happened the story, Belistim by Rabbis, Echad, Sheyotzli Horig. That he would, they were put in prison, and the judge came out to kill him. The Mzigas Kaputki in this place. The Yomalehem. Now the list of the robbers said before they went to kill him, Lechu go Amulol Eishes Shimon Ben Koyin. Go to the wife of Shimon Ben Koyin and tell her that Ani Harakti is Bailo. Tell her you should know I, the robber, killed her husband. Vichnisos Lud, when I went into Lud. The Amulol and some say Vichnisos Lud. That when he came into Lud, and the Maisa was v'hoshiya v'asishtoi, and the Chomim believed the Eidus, and the Chomim gave the wife a heter to get married. So Chura, you see, even though the Eidus here was that I killed him, still he's nemot. The Kashan Rabbi Yehuda, Amalehem, so he answered back, Nisham Raif, and there is a raya. The Yoma, the story was that the robber just said, Ani ha yisi im hargo. The same thing. We have Yehuda with regards to that story that the robber said, tell her husband that I was there when he was killed. So he's not saying he killed him. He's just saying he was there when he was killed. He's not a Russia. Fred the Gemara of all listed Katoni. Anyway, Takashi, if the guy's a robber, so the guy's a Russia. So how could you believe him? Even though he's not a Russia for killing, but he's a Russia for stealing. Have the Gemara shenitzvesai they list this. Not that he really robbed. Just they thought that he robbed. There was a band of robbers there, and he was amongst them, and they pulled him into jail also. But he wasn't really rushed, he really didn't steal. For the Gemara of Yotzil, Harikatoni, it says they're about to kill him. So Mithama, they tried him, and the vice says he did steal. They said he was guilty. For the Gemara of Bedin, the other Chachavim, Pledaiki the Katli, who is the guy who's caught. The guy who's caught, don't check into the guy. You were there with the robbers, we kill you also. So the story was that this person did not steal. He was just caught. That's all. But he's not a Russia. So that was the case. That's why Quantum viewed these Neman. All he said is that I was there when your husband was there, was killed. Therefore, we believe him because he's not a Russia. Right. The Mishnah says, Achochim shoses isha v'neder. If a man has a wife and his wife has a neder, and a man can't take it, she wants to be matter of neder. He goes to the Chochim say, no, dude, I can't be matter of his neder. Hachokim shoser es isha b'neder rabayla. So, and then the husband can't take it, so the husband gives her a get. The lacher is a reizel lo yisienu. This chokim now should not marry the wife. Because there'll be a laugh going around. People will say, the reason why the chokim didn't matter the neder, because he wanted to marry her. So therefore the chokim himself should not marry her. Miyano, let's say a ketana gave miyan. She went twice to us in front of the husband, in front of business, and said, I don't want you anymore. Or she holds her before him. Or else, there's a Yibum and Chalitza, that they gave Chalitza in front of a Bezdin, before of, is Yisienu. Then the Bezdin that was there, B'shas the Chalitza, B'shas the Mian, one of the Dayanim is allowed to marry her. The Vneshu Bezdin, because there is not a Chshad, because there are three people together. So we're not afraid all three want to marry her, it's not true. So therefore, either one of them is allowed to marry her. It's only by Chochem, one person, we're afraid maybe the reason why he wasn't married to another, was because he wanted to marry her. So the Gemara Hotiru, Mashmado, if the Chochem was not the Neder, then Yisienu, then he's allowed to marry her. For the Mother Maya Skida, what are we talking about? Ilayma Bechad, if you want to say one Chochem, for the Gemara Chad mi Motzi Matar, could one Chochem be Matar Neder? The Omer of Rav, Omer of Chia, Baravin, Omer Rav Amron, Tono, Hatoros Nedorim Beshlesha. You have to have three Dayanim there, Beshas Hatoros Nedorim. One person can't do it. So who's matter in there? There are three dayanim. The yellow betlos, Elamai, we're talking now Mishnah when there were three dayanim there. And still the Mishnah says, if the chochem was not matter in there, and then she got a get, they cannot marry her. Fred Gemara, Michashidi, if you have three people together in Bezna, are we afraid? For your Tanah, that's the end of our Mishnah. Miyano, when a Ketana says goodbye to a husband by herself in front of Bezdin, or Shecholz in front of, or else they gave Chalitz in front of Bezdin, the Lachar is Yisienu. after she got chalitz, after she got min, one of the three dayonim is allowed to marry her. Mevnei shu bezdin, because since they're three people together, so we're not afraid they bedafka did it in order to marry her, because three can't marry her. So you see, when the question of three, we're not afraid of a lot of Moshe Shemron. Sakam the Resha, when the Chacham is not Matan the Nedi, you're telling me now it's three people, they can't marry you. So Moshe says, no, Lyodom Mechad, Avadar Resha by a Teres Nadar, we're talking about one Chacham. Ah, you're saying one can't be Matan, you need three? I'll tell you, Kadi Omer Rab Chizda, Omer Rab Yechanan, the Yochin Mumcha, Chachinani the Yochin Mumcha. By regular Talmud Chacham, you have to have three of them. But if the person is a Yochin Mumcha, he could be Matan Nedi by himself. A big Talmud Chacham, a Mumcha, a special one, he's allowed to be Matzah by himself. So our Mishnah is telling him that even a Chacham, a Mumcha, if he's not Matzah the Nether, and therefore the husband gives his wife a get, Mishum Laz, that Mumcha should not marry the lady. That people should not go around talk about him, that he did it on purpose in order to marry her. Right, the Nian HaShecholza, Taima the Bezdin. Why do we say that now one of these three could marry her because there are three people? Hovetrei, mashmev only two people would ever shas chalitza miyim, loy, then we say they're also, they're not going to marry her. For the more mashno, why is it different? You heard it none. Eidim achsumim al sode, nekach. Two eidim sign on the star when somebody sold his fields with a star. V'al get isha, or else two eidim sign on a get. The locher is loy choshuk achomim ledover. The Chomer were not choshish to say that after the get is chal, one of these two eidim is allowed to marry the lady. And we don't say there's a chash that people will say these eidim made the get because they wanted to marry her. So who you see when two people are involved, again there's no chashan. There's only a chashan if one person is causing the get, then we're afraid he's doing it because he wants to marry her. But once there are two people involved, two eidim, we're not afraid. So why do you say Mishnei Shu Bezdin, even if the chalitza mean would have been done in front of two, also it should be mutter. So Gemara says, Eina Chanam, Yavadim, it's true. But the reason why it says three is, because he gufa kamashmulon, and wants to teach us this chiddush. La'afukim amandiyom amiyim afnei shnayim. There's one mandiyom we'll have later that says, when the ketana wants to say goodbye to her husband, she's allowed to do it in front of two eidim. She does not need a bezdin. Kamashmulon here, we're teaching us not like that mandiyom. That niyim begimel. That the ketana has a right to say goodbye to her husband, only she does it in front of a bezdin. It has to be in front of three. So that's why it says that one of these three now is allowed to marry her. But who I did it would be if there be two people involved also, one of them could marry her. There's only a chshad, only a rumor will go around if there's only one person causing the get to take place. For the Mariboy Lihu, Konas Mal Shiyotzi, what's going to be in this halacha that we tell the Chochom he's not allowed to marry the lady? What's going to be if he does marry her? With the Rabbanan, does he have to give her a get or not? Hey, Savadim, the Rishis is allowed to marry her. But since the Rabbanan said not, what's the halacha? Rav Kana Wama Konas Moitzi. Yes, the Rabbanan said you're not allowed to marry her. If you did, you have to give a get. You have to get rid of her. Rav Ashi Yama Konas Eni Moitzi. No, if you married already, the Rabbanan said you don't have to. Azayvah didn't go. Tonu Lahu Rav Zutu Devei Rav Papi. Kedivri Yama, he learned like the Mandi Yama that says Konas Eni Moitzi. That if you do marry her with the Edim or the Chacham, they do not have to give her a get. I mean, the Shliach that brought together the Mishnah before, a Shliach that brought a get to send before the net, before the Nechtam, that we say is not going to marry her, and if he did marry her though, the din is Eina Moitzi. The Rabbanan just says, the Chachila, don't marry her, but if you do, you don't have to give her a get. Omru Le Rabbanan Rav Ashi, so Rabbanan said, Mas Rav Ashi, Kimaru Ay Svara, do you have a proof of what you're saying, or is it just a Svara you're saying by your own sense, your own Svara? Omalu Masnitani, I'll bring you a Ferris of Mishnah, the first Mishnah we had before. If there was a rumor going around that a man lived with a shivcha, and then the shivcha became nishtachra, she became a Jew. She came free. There was a rumor going around the man lived with a shiksa. For this gairah, she became a Jew. So the Mishnah before said, you're not allowed to marry her. And it says clearly, if you did marry her, so the Rabbanan don't say you have to give her a get.